Lord, we take now the blessed Holy Ghost, the promised power of Pentecost, to fill us to the uttermost. I take, thank God, He undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me to this first chapter of Timothy and to the verses 9 and 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1, 9 and 10. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. In those two verses, the Holy Spirit of God has revealed six twins of hell who work for the damnation of the souls of man. The lawless and disobedient, the ungodly and the sinners, the unholy and the profane, the murderers of fathers and mothers, and manslayers. Whoremongers, and for them which defile themselves with men-stealers, for liars, and for perjured persons. Six twins of hell, working overtime for the damnation of men's souls. And then he goes on to say, if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. And the test is, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. Here we have six pairs of hellish twins. There can be no washing away of these sins until there is repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Sinner, be sure of this. Be sure your sin will find you out. It may be further observed that if Adam had continued in his original righteousness, the law would not have been needed. But it was because Adam fell, the law was added because of transgressions. The law is made, says Paul, for the wicked man. You remember that God gave His law in two tables of stone. And He told the people what the reason was. The first commandment, God is God alone. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's no other God but the great Triune Jehovah. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. When we turn to the second commandment, it says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Nothing is to be set up challenging that God is the only wise God. Idolatry is a child of hell. Whether it's in a Protestant church or in a Roman Catholic chapel or in a mosque or some other religious place. There's only one God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Triune Jehovah. So there's to be no attempt to push God out of his righteous place. And then, what about the next one? The third commandment. What is it? I shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep your lips from cursing God, from denying God, for attempting to live without God and without hope. And then we come to the next one, the fourth commandment, and that is a commandment about God's day. God's day has to be kept. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Work as hard as you like on the 6 days, but the seventh day, it's not a holiday. It's not time for a football match. It's not time for any enjoyment that way. It's a day for God's house, God's truth, and the preaching of God's word. The Sabbath is desecrated. Our TV sets are filled on Sunday with all the reproaches against God and against his truth. But the old book says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then we have the fifth commandment. And we come now to relationships among people. And we are to honor our father and our mother. If you want to live long, treat your father and mother right. If you want to have a short time on earth, defy your parents and you'll reap what you sow. Eternity is certainly coming. You'll reap whatsoever you sow. And then we come to the fifth commandment. And it tells us that the fifth commandment is, and it tells us what we have not to do on that day. And then the sixth commandment is, of course, we have not to kill, we have not to be murderers. And the seventh is we're not to commit an adultery. And the eighth is we're not to steal. And the ninth is that we are not to covet anything off our neighbors. We must not do that. And on the sixth or the ninth commandment, we're not to bear false witness against our neighbors. Those are the laws of God. They've got to be kept. But against those laws, there's a rising up of these monsters, lawlessness and disobedience. Lawlessness is a rejection of God's law as revealed. Disobedience is the fighting of a sinner against the commandments of God. Then we read of the ungodly. Isn't it a terrible thing that people whom God has made and given them their bodies and their blood and their energies and intelligence, that they should fight against God? Ungodly, and that they should turn onto sin and wickedness and the vileness of the road to hell. The third prayer is unholy and profane. How unholy this world we live in has become. How profane it is. And then we have the sleep. The sweep of murders, murderers of fathers and mothers, and manslayers. Think of it. The murders that are going on in the world tonight. And then the uncleanness. What a wave of uncleanness has come into our society. Whoremongers, them that do. File themselves with others and steal men to use their bodies to satisfy their own lust. For liars and all perjured persons. This is a terrible catalog, isn't it? It touches us all. We live in a world that's filled and ruled by these six pairs of evil from the pit of hell itself. And at the end of it, what does the apostle say? He says, and if there is anything that is contrary to sound doctrine, and all across the world, is the blast of ill doctrine, diabolical doctrine, the lying doctrine of hell. What controls you in your life? Christ or sin? What occupies most time in your living? Christ or sin? What destroys and pollutes your inmost soul? Oh, my friend, we live in an evil day. And if I know anything about the Bible, it'll become more evil as we hasten to the Lord's coming. And as this old world comes to finish its time as it has been from the day it was created. It may be observed that Adam retained for a time his holiness, and then sin conquered, and Adam and Eve fell, and great was their fall. And what happened? All of us have been stained, and all of us have been destroyed by the power of the sin of Adam. As in Adam, all die. What shall we do? Well, let me tell you, friend, you can't work yourself out of the hole of hell and the hole of sin. You're in it. You're in bondage. You're locked in. You're chained in. The curse is upon you. You can attend as many church services as you like. You can get baptized. You can take communion. You can read your Bible. But friend, none of those things can get you out of the dark hole of damnation that you're in as a son of Adam. But thank God I know one who has an arm strong enough. Hallelujah. I know one who has blood that's strong enough. I know one who has a love that is stronger than the heavens and longer than all eternity. And his name is Jesus. The gospel is simple. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes. Jesus loveth me. And one day in Bethlehem's manger, kings from the far east came inquiring, where is he that is born King of the Jews? And they went to Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem they saw the child Jesus, and they fell down and worshipped him. They had a long travel to Bethlehem, but the way home was the shortest way that they ever took. And they spread the gospel that Christ is born in Bethlehem. The King, the Savior, the one who can save us from our sins. One day, when heaven was black, one day when earth was dark, one day when hell was let loose, around a tree on Golgotha's brow, Jesus Christ made atonement and opened a fountain for sin and for all uncleanness. And the one that washes in that fountain is cleansed forever. He'll never be charged with his sin. His sin on the books of God is not even registered, because the debt is paid. Hallelujah! The price. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my friend. I remember the day as a little boy, I knelt at my mother's knee, and I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I've lost count of how many people I have pointed to Christ. And it all happened to them just as it happened to me. Just as I am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I wasn't cast out. I was taken in. I haven't been what I should have been, but Jesus has been everything he promised he would be to me. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care in him to roll. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Dear sinner, this is the one you need to meet tonight. The church can do nothing for you. A minister can do nothing for you. But Jesus Christ has done everything for you on his cross. And he says, come. Oh, how sweet is that word. He doesn't say, go away. You're a rascal. You're a blasphemer. You're a shameful sinner. He says, come. For all things are now ready. He has prepared forgiveness for you. It's ready. He has prepared a suit that can't be stained, a garment that never can be marked with sin, his own spotless righteousness. He has to offer to you peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. By his Holy Spirit, he whispers peace within. And all you've got to do is come. You don't need to come to the front and kneel at a pew. You don't need to meet me in the back room after the service. All you need to do is say, Lamb of God, I come. You know what he says? Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise, under no circumstances, will I turn you away. Oh, come tonight and take him as your Savior. Get rid of these six twins of hell and get into your heart that peace that passeth knowledge and all understanding. Hold his blessed nail pierced hand. Kiss his blessed nail-pierced feet. Look into his blessed eyes and say tonight, Jesus, I love you. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, I am. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, 'tis now. Come. Come. God the Father says come. God the Son says come. God the Holy Ghost says come. The redeemed in heaven shouts from the tops of the battlements of the city of God. Come! Tarry no longer. Be in time. Be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you'll find open gate. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. May God help sinners to come this night in Jesus' name.